Hello, hello, hello. How are you, Miss Sia? It is so good to see ya. Not as if I don't talk to you all the time and we're not closely connected, but it's been a little bit since we've done an appeal given the summer. But fall is here. Football season is upon us, if you can't tell, which means it's event season, which means we're back in business with the appeal, talking about some great organizations. So before I get to me, how the heck have you been, my lady?
Ooh, my friend, my friend, my friend. It has been a crazy summer. Have you just like it's amazing how just time flies, right? And even though theoretically summertime tends to slow down, family goes on vacation, I was at the craziest, busiest, and then now things are wrapping back up again. It's insane. And the fact that we're heading into, fundraising season, I just it's exciting. Can't you feel the energy, like that fall energy, like it's cooling off? I'm just super, super excited, my
I
friend.
know it's my favorite time of year, and obviously I'm a baseball guy by heart, but it's football season. As you said, there's crispness in the air. Tonight is the Chicago Bears' first home game at Soldier Field against the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, I'll be there with my good friend Theo Powell. So Theo, shout out to you. But yeah, there's just such a buzz now, right? I love the summer, but things do get slower for fundraising. It's golf season and whatnot. But now we're back to event planning and our cup of tea and bread and butter. So I've been super busy myself. But what I wanted to highlight is, if you weren't aware, I think I've showed you last week. I got a new tattoo from my great friend Patrick Cornolo at Speakeasy Custom Tattoo. It's another character in the Pearl Jam Do the Evolution video to continue my mural on my right calf. So yeah, if you don't know, Speakeasy Custom Tattoo is located in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago in the historic Flatiron Building, and they have over 30 years of experience and a staff of curated, magnificently talented international and local artists, and they have monthly guests from all over the world. They're an appointment-only custom tattoo shop, which offers a wide range of styles in a clean and relaxing environment. And no matter the style you're looking for, they can absolutely help make your vision come to life, as they do mine every time. So be sure to check out their artists on their website at www.speakeasycustomtattoo.com. Be sure to tell them Chris sent you, and I hope to see you there soon because I'm going back shortly. So see ya. Before we get on with today's show, let's start with that amazing intro you've created, and we'll talk a little bit more about my ink, if you don't mind.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I thought we were going to run it back. I love it so much. We'll do it twice. But no, in all seriousness, last week I got to spend about 4 hours with Patrick in the chair as he created this amazing Tyrannosaurus Rex creature from the Pearl Jam video. As I said, do the evolution on my calf. But if not for them, this show would not be possible. Their sponsorship is so instrumental, just like is your partnership with Brilliant Beam Media. And Sia, you were talking earlier about how busy you've been over the summer for many things, not just with me, but I know we wanted to highlight for a second or two, the AE Corner and what you got going on with that community, because I was so lucky this summer to MC a booth for you guys. And we haven't talked much about that, but that was a heck of a lot of fun. And I met so many inspiring individuals that are going to be on my other podcast, The Walking Tall Movement. But let's talk briefly about that before we get on with today's show, huh?
Oh, thank you for sharing in the platform. So AE Corner Community is a community of entrepreneurs in the adaptive equipment space. So these are product innovators. I'd say 99% are actually they're in the industry. So they're therapists, right? OT, PT, STs, and nurses. And they have discovered gaps, right, for daily living. Because, as we age, or if we're living with disabilities, or we're caregiving for others, it can be very hard on the body, both as the recipient, but also as the caregiver. So there's tools that have been created to just help us live more with independence, dignity, and comfort. So AE Corner, which is short for adaptive equipment. So aecornercommunity.com is an organization where if you have a product, we are happy to help amplify you. And that one component is where I'm pulling, you know, Hail Hail Auctions into that mix. You, Chris, is the our presence in trade shows. So we help amplify brands by having them join our booths. And this is where you fit in, which is we bring an MC like you to hype up our booth and, you know, share awareness and education of the value of a lot of these tools because they're not sexy. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, who wants to talk about a tool that's going to help you have better grip, right? It's, you don't know it until you know it. And so that's why I would tell you passionate.
The thing and the reason why I was so willing to highlight AE Corner on this show is because I recognize there are so many what I call community building organizations in this world. Oak Leiden comes to mind, right? Organizations that serve varying abilities or disabilities, physical and mental, that would absolutely benefit from a product like Versa Mobility or Tausi or the Blue Towel, right? Or something like that, right? I hope I'm getting these products right. So if you're in the nonprofit space, pending your services, I promise if you work with varying populations of abilities, there's a product at AE Corner that will absolutely help make your caregivers and your participants' lives better. So that's enough about that. I'm passionate about it too, not only because I'm the MC for some of your booths, but because I think it really does make our world a better place. And Sia, you mentioned something, a great word that I really want to use to transition, and that's gaps, finding gaps in services, finding gaps in needs, finding gaps. And that's exactly what our next guest has done in the nonprofit space. If you're not familiar, Bridget Hannon is an absolutely amazing professional in the nonprofit consulting industry with Serenity Nonprofit Consulting Group, where they find serenity while creating and sustaining positive change. And they empower small to medium sized nonprofit organizations to fulfill their own mission by implementing innovative and developmental strategies. And the various services they provide, we'll get into, one of which is grant writing that I have no interest in the nonprofit space. So I'm really going to get to learn a lot from Bridget about that today. So see, as much as I would love to keep talking to you about AE Corner, I'm going to kick you backstage and we're going to bring Bridget up and we're going to talk more about what 2025 has in store for Serenity and beyond.
Yeah. Kick me out. I know. This is where my value add is. I get it. Guys, it's been amazing. Thank you so much. And Chris, as always, you're amazing. And really, I just want to encourage everyone to just keep supporting Chris and all his endeavors, because seriously, legit. So I'm outie 2,000, 3,000.
We're dating ourselves. Let's get Bridget on. Come on. Bridget, I told you we have some fun on the show. And I'm just so excited that you accepted this invitation to join me on what we're calling our kickoff, I guess, for fall 25 to talk a little bit about fundraising for the rest of the year and beyond. And there's nobody better in the space than yourself to talk about some consultations and some insights into the industry. But if you don't mind, please let listeners and viewers know who you are and what Serenity Nonprofit Consulting Group's all about.
Yeah, thank you, Chris and Sia, for having me. I think it's appropriate that it's kickoff on, you know, the Bears kickoff day.
We gotta sing Bear Down. That's where we failed. We should have all sung Bear Down together.
I don't know if anyone wants to hear that. Maybe we should stick to our fundraising strategies and not singing.
Good call.
They would run the opposite direction. So I am Bridget Hannon, and I am the principal consultant and founder of Serenity Nonprofit Consulting Group. Spent years in nonprofits, many different organizations throughout the Chicagoland area, and loved it, but knew there was just more to give. And there's a lot of nonprofits who are small and they can't afford staff. They don't know where to turn. They don't know what they don't know, truthfully. And so while I was working at a few orgs, started to really get to dive in with some of these other orgs on the side and was doing some consulting and realized how much I loved it and loved helping the little guy. You know, when you have an organization that is volunteer run or they have one executive director and there's no other staff, who's supposed to be doing the work and who's actually supposed to know what the strategy is when a lot of our orgs that we work with are individuals from any walk of life who find something that they want to tackle in some situation that, you know, they're going to be the ones to solve. And they don't have a clue how to fundraise. They don't know what they shouldn't know. So we come in and we get to help. And so we got to yesterday celebrate our 3-year birthday at Serenity, which we're really excited about. We've been really blessed to have helped over 35 organizations at this point over the last 3 years. Come up with strategy. My goal always, and I tell every one of my orgs this when I first meet with them, is to put myself out of business, that they, you know, we are able to get them enough funding in that they can hire development staff and they no longer need me and my team. But for the time being, I love the fact that we get to work with these organizations, small to medium. So anything, we have orgs that they raise $50,000 a year, and we really kind of cap ours at net income of 2.5 million, so that we're helping the little guys, but we get to really focus on that and move things forward and get to see that growth. And so we've been blessed because we really get to see, we work with all different organizations locally in the Chicago area, but nationally as well. And, you know, whether they have one chapter in one office and that's just an executive director, or they're multi-chapter across the country.
Yeah, no, I love it. And you say blessed. I've been blessed to get to know you as I've become more versed in the nonprofit space. And congratulations on your 3-year anniversary.
Thank you.
I with Hail Hail Auctions, we're 1 year into our development, right? And so we're inching behind you. So I'm riding your coattails. And so there's reason why I'm sending you texts and emails like, hey, what about, you know, right? Because you've been there, done that. And I wanted to ask you, right, there's a lot of folks who have committed to watching the show at some point, whether it's on replay or live with us today. So thanks to all that are tuning in. But 3 years into your journey, right, working with various 35 organizations, as you said, and having worked intimately as an employee of others, right, what have you seen over your career change now that we're kind of moving into this AI time and space in business, and of course nonprofit, while we are community building organizations, it is still a business of sense. So, you know, what have you seen and what have you learned now being a 3-year business owner as opposed to working for another organization?
Don't trust AI. You can't, you know, there's so much you can do, but there's only so much you can do. I love the people who think that
I love that, by the way. I love that. Can you say that again, please?
There's so much you can do, but there's only so much you can do with AI.
I love it.
It's for the people who don't need a grant writer, because AI can write their grants. Funders know. Funders will look at this. And when your grant application looks exactly like the next person's, because you guys all had it spit out, they will be aware. And so, you know, writing your appeal letter, does it come from the heart or is it coming from a bot? Let's be realistic on this. And you can put in, have so much emotion. Yeah, it's a great way. Like, use it to the best of your ability, but don't rely 100% on it. You still need to make it yours. You still need to put your voice in it and your heart in it and your soul in it, and really be able to fluctuate with what you're doing and leaving it to, you know, oh, we're going to do our annual appeal and we had it done in 5 minutes when it used to take you 3 months because AI put it together, then you didn't put the heart and soul into it and you can expect the same results. Like, you, you get in, you get out what you put in. It's no different than using your CRM. You can't rely on good data if you don't put the data in.
Yep. I love this so much. And it's great insight, right? Because I, right, as a small business owner, have often contemplated, well, how can I become more efficient while still being authentic? That's one thing with Hail Hail Auctions, right? To a fault, maybe I turn others off, right? But I'm authentic beyond belief, as I know you are, right? And in our blunt conversations over the last few weeks that we've been building this show have really proven that to me. Like, we're authentic to a fault, but we're also understanding of where things are going and the need and the implementations. But as you said, right, there's only so much it can do. But it could do so much. God, I love how you said that. You know, but that also goes for events, right? That also goes for ways in which things have changed over the course of time and raising dollars. You know, you referenced an appeal being crafted by AI, right? Like, nor would I ever consider or recommend that, right? Where's the authentic human touch to that? Where's the sentiment? All these things. But what have you seen as it relates to events? Because I know we were talking backstage, as it is event season now, you know, whether many of your partners or some of the organizations I've worked with are transitioning away from traditional galas and fundraising events, maybe going to more experiential opportunities, golf events and things like that. And I don't mean golf outings, but like I said, you have a top golf event coming up. So what have you seen as that's relayed over time in the transition of the industry in your experience?
There's definitely, and I know you and I have talked about this numerous times, there's a lifespan to an event, and being able to run that lifespan and know when that lifespan is up. I think that's key. Is, you know, people are happy to go to a gala for a year or two. You know, it's, they get the feel, they feel good, they get to make a donation, but people want to interact with people. I think we've seen this a lot more since the whole shift after COVID and events came to a screeching halt, that people don't want to go sit in a chair for 4 hours and watch a 4 minute video and have people talk to them. We all love our auctioneers, but there's only so much that our auctioneers can do when the room's not engaged.
I was like, where's she going? I'm just kidding. We've talked.
You got to give it to you. So 100%. I think, you know, you can only make the room so engaged if they're too busy not being engaged. And it's really that timing and that figuring that out. And so being able to come up with these events that are experiential. And so we are doing a Topgolf event. We are doing a poker event. We are doing different things. We had a mini golf event. We're doing different things to get people involved where they're busy. They're doing things. It's not a, you know, hey, give us $10,000 in a paddle raise, but it's, we're going to sell 50-50 raffle tickets and we're going to do. And it's, so it's a little more work, but the span of attendees is wider. The engagement's wider, whether it's in the room or just the conversations about it. You hit a larger network of people who want to be involved if you're looking at an event that the price point's lower and more people can attend and you have more to do. And you know, for this Topgolf event, we're offering a golfer, we have a spectator ticket, and we have a child ticket so that everybody can be included in this and we get to have fun with all of it. Yep. So it's really figuring out your network and your group. And do you have the people that will come? Because a lot of organizations want to put on an event. They don't have the people to show up. 100%. Or they think, you know, they can post a few posts on Facebook and all of a sudden somebody's going to come. Most people have their option of about 30 different orgs that they could show up to an event.
Exactly. Right. And like, you said that, right? And you said the word network, right? And that's when I work with organizations, as we start to plan events, as I start to instill my place in the event or the night, right? I always say it's a matter of the net worth of your network, right? And I can't squeeze water out of a rock as an auctioneer, right? Where I say my value is if your annual raise at that event, let's just say, is $250,000 each night, you know, for the last 3 years, you've raised 250. Well, in my skill set, I'm confident enough where I can get you to 275, right? But I'm not going to get you to a million or a half a million. I don't know that that money's in the room, right? And so it's being honest about where the organization is at, understanding where your network is and where their interests lie and how to service and appease to them so they'll continuously come back. And keep your organization at top of mind, right? As you said, 30 organizations, any one of us have knocking on our door, sending us emails, our children's schools are soliciting. I mean, the solicitations are outrageous. And so keeping people's focus and meeting them where they're at, I'm finding, as I know you are, is providing the most results in terms of fundraising, right? Not asking too much. I'm going to be a bingo host for the second time here coming up next week for a breast cancer awareness. So Bee's Booby Bingo Bash is September 19th. And I'm calling bingo, right? And we're going to raise a bunch of money for the Breast Cancer Research Fund that night. But that's meeting people where they're at, right? And so I know that's what you do so well. And I wanted just to ask you, are there some, you know, case studies or clients or partnerships that you have that you really want to highlight that really can showcase what it is you're capable of and what Serenity is all about?
Yeah. So Project Fire Buddies is an incredible organization. They're several years old. They were started in the south suburbs of Chicago. And they are firemen who they go out and support the critically ill kids in the community. And so they got to know these kids by 911 calls coming in and needing to transport them to the hospital and realizing, you know, we need to do more for these kids than just pick them up and take them to the hospital. Like, there's a relationship that could be had there. And so they're incredible. They are across 170 chapters now. There's over 150 fire buddies, and they are doing incredible work in terms of sending some of these kids and their families on their last family vacation and taking these kids to their last chemo and radiation in the fire truck and bringing birthday gifts and bringing Christmas gifts and making it more than just a, okay, we see you when you're in your worst and that's it. It's, we're here for you every day and being there. And their big motto is creating more good days, because a lot of these kids have limited days left. And mm-hmm. so being able to create more good days for them and their families. But it was a blast. We got asked to run their gala last year in February. And they're ones that they were a $400,000 gala. And we were essentially able to double that in our first year taking over. And they are 1,500 attendees. And last year we sold out in 4 minutes.
Amazing.
And so look them up. Get to know them, get on their social media, because their tickets will sell out just as fast, if not faster, this year, because they are a gala that people want to be at. They are, it's a fun event, but they're also one that they know what we need to do to have that fun event. And they're not event heavy. They're not an organization that, oh, we're going to have 900 events and everyone's going to be worn out. But figuring out then that happy medium of, okay, we have our fire buddies in the room, we have our firefighters in the room, and then we have our community and our corporate and our sponsors and everybody else, and figuring out that happy medium. And it's truly, they're an incredible organization. The smiles of not only the kids who are really sick, but then their siblings are also all brought in as part of that. It's amazing.
I love it. So you heard it here, folks. If you want to double your fundraise from 1 year to the next, you have to hire Bridget and Serenity Nonprofit Consulting Group, because she'll take you from 400 to 800. And that's a guarantee, right? Right? Oh, no. Oh, okay. So I say this in jest.
You're going to be the auctioneer.
Right? Okay. I'll be the auctioneer. Yes, that's right. You hire me to be auctioneer. I'll guarantee it, because I know you have an amazing guarantee of services. And I wanted just to highlight this, because you don't often see this type of guarantee from a small organization like Serenity Consulting Group, et cetera. You guarantee the extent of your contract to help raise that money back. So you want to talk a little bit about that, because it's very unique and it's very indicative of who you are as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started Serenity, I said I could not name my company Serenity and cause anybody stress, particularly these small nonprofits that relied on every penny. So our expense could not be a detriment to them or being looked at and said, we can't do this. I also had so many organizations that looked at me and said, we're not going with another consultant. We've been burned too many times. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, we're going to change the narrative here. And I came up with the Serenity Guarantee. So that essentially says that whatever contract amount you sign with us, we're required to raise that amount of money. So if we don't hit that within our contract, and sometimes we don't because grants take longer to come in or whatever, we'll continue fundraising until we've at least raised what our contract said. So there's no out-of-pocket expense to the org immediately. But in the long run, our goal is to double, triple, quadruple more than our original contract. We've had one org that we've had to continue beyond our contract with. It just, things didn't come in as we were hoping, and the grant world's a little crazy right now. So it gets, you know, it's a battle, but we were able to work through it and figure it out and get it done. Whereas most of our organizations were seeing, you know, we've had one org in the last several months that we more than 10 times their original contract. And so being able to bring in the money for them and do, but they signed with us originally knowing that if nothing came in, we'd at least have our fees covered.
Yep. No, that's just so, so special. And again, you don't often hear of that in the consulting world. And again, it's just an indication of who you are and what you want to be to some of these small organizations, like I want to be with Hail Hail Auctions, right? And, you know, obviously we've talked briefly about your services, fundraising strategies, and helping with special events and the grant writing process. But one thing that really stands out to me, right, and again, is just further proof of your mission and wanting to help some of these small nonprofits. As you know, I have mine now that we're working to build alongside Todd and Dr. LaRosa with the Walking Tall Movement. But the intern development program is so interesting, because I know from my previous work at the park districts and now in nonprofits, like the immense value to interns, not only from a purpose perspective and an organizational perspective, but to just instilling the philanthropic energy into our world and some of our young professionals. So talk briefly about what you do in that realm before we wrap up, because I want some of these Well, actually, I have one more question after that. So quickly on that, real quick.
Okay. Yeah, so I actually was speaking at a University of Texas class, had asked me to come in, and they were a consulting firm class, and they just wanted me to talk about what we did and how I got started. And then from there, I had several of them reach out that were like, we want to be an intern for you. Like, how do we do this? We want to learn more about how you consult and how you manage different orgs and how you help and get their strategy set up. And so it was really fun. And so we've done it a couple times, and we have brought in different interns, and being able to really have them in and see all the different aspects, I think it really helps. Not only do you get a taste of a lot of different areas of the nonprofit sector, if people are kind of inching that direction, but being able to see, okay, you know, we work with this homeless organization, we work with this food pantry, we work with this over here. You kind of even more in depth without going and working with one organization and that's all you do. I can have an intern do anything and everything for an organization and they get a full taste. Yeah. And so it's really fun to see. And you get to really benefit and see different ideas from somebody who is younger, usually, and has, okay, what are we doing? You know, can I donate via Venmo? Can I donate? You know, what are the things that we weren't thinking of 5 years ago that now we're like, okay, these 22-year-olds will happily make a donation, but how do we do it?
100%. It's so insightful and so needed, right? In so many industries. And Sia asked a question, but I'm not going to ask you that one. I'm going to expand on it because it's a great question, but I want to take it a little further. Sia says, knowing there's a battle for attention, what's the first thing you would recommend an organization do before hosting an event? So I'm going to go a little bit further. As you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of organizations, heck, we're starting one now, by people in the world who recognize a need, who feel there's a gap in the world that they could fill, but they don't know how to start, right? Where do you, if you want to start your own nonprofit, if you want to start your own community building organization, if you want to make our world a better place through your work, but you don't know how, aside from calling you and consulting and providing, you know, getting your services, where should somebody start in just taking that next step forward to say, hey, I wanted to venture and start my own charity?
My first suggestion is always find out if somebody else is already doing it. Don't reinvent the wheel. Google, let that become your best friend. Find out and figure out if you can either volunteer or support another org doing something. Because if you go and start something that somebody in the next town over is already doing, you're just competing for the same funding, the same attention, the same, you know, publicity, when in reality, you could all be joining forces and doing this together. So if you've done that and it's not being happening in your immediate area or in an area that would service your people, then it's time to stop and say, okay, how do we do this? And what do we do? And really figure out what is the plan and what is the goal? You can go into nothing if you do not have a plan and a goal. And so what is your mission and how are you going to get there? I have so many organizations that come to me, and especially new organizations, they, you know, have, this was their original mission, but somebody suggested they get involved in this or this and this, and now all of a sudden it's all murky water, and how do we sort back through, and can we just write a grant for this? Oh, here's a grant we found we really like. Can we start a program for that? No, we cannot start a program because you want this $20,000. Like, absolutely not. Let's back it up for 5 minutes and talk about what your mission is. And so really getting that and knowing and having ownership in your goal and saying, this is what I want to do. If you have enough passion for it, there should be no blurred lines in terms of what you want to do. Put your blinders on, do your thing. And from there, if you have the passion, it will make it happen.
Yep. Keep the main thing, I always say, right? And knowing your market, you know, to see his question, right? Like I always say, well, how many other events are being held on the day you're considering? Let's start there, right? Are your sponsors going to be able to have a presence because they add an extra 15 people to your event immediately and it creates a better energy that night of, and actually they also spend the most money the night of and donate. So like all of these things, right? Getting a perspective, creating an understanding of your environment and your market are so imperative, whether you've started and you're hosting an event or you're thinking about starting. It's so insightful. And I feel like we could go on for hours and talk about the industry and what we see and how we could fix it. But this has just been such an amazing conversation, so enlightening. I hope if you've been watching, you've gained a nugget or two. I know I certainly have from you, Bridget. And before we sign off, you know, I would like to offer you the opportunity. Where can somebody find you? How can they connect with you, reach out to you if they're interested in some of your services? Because you're doing everything you can to make the world a better place. 35 organizations have already been bettered by working with you. And I can't wait to see how many more over the next few years as we work together as well.
Thanks. Yeah. Visit our website, serenitynCG.com, that you can schedule for a 30-minute free consultation with me. I offer two every week for new orgs that want to just bounce ideas off and let's see if what's out there and what options do you have. And then follow all our social, SerenityNCG on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. We'd love to connect with you guys.
Yeah. Connect with Bridget as I have. And if you don't know who I am, where you been? No, just kidding. I'm Chris Malczewski with Hail Hail Auctions on Instagram, Walking Tall Chris. It's just an honor to be able to have great people like yourself, Bridget, on this show. And it just wouldn't be possible, frankly, without some of our amazing sponsors. As you saw earlier, we are so honored to have Speakeasy Custom Tattoo, my personal tattoo artist. Now, Bridget, I'm going to ask you, do you have any tattoos? Is that too personal to ask?
No, I do. I actually have Serenity on my arm. So.
How fitting is that? I love it. So yeah, Patrick does amazing work. Shout out to them. I'm going to be back soon to get my mural going again on my right calf. Of course, this show is not possible without Brilliant Beam Media, Sia Yasatorap, my amazing friend and content extraordinaire and co-host at times. So Sia, shout out to you and Brilliant Beam. I love you with all my heart. And we're going to say goodbye. So Bridget, is there anything else you want to say before we go? Because we're going to have a cool commercial and that'll be the end. So thanks for joining us. And you've been a great guest and we'll have you on again soon. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bear down. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally. People of all ages are falling for Tossie. Tossie gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TossieBrands.com and get your comfort on.